If you're listening via Spotify, I invite you to follow Sir Kevin Says. If you're on Apple Podcasts, you can show your support by subscribing and rating the show 5 stars. Alternatively, you can watch the video version of this and every other episode on my YouTube channel, Kevin Michael Chong, or visit my website, www.sirkevinchong.com, and view or listen to them that way. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
Sir Kevin Says, episode 33.
Featuring Tina
Aldana.
Everybody, welcome Tina Aldana to the show. You're so welcome. Tina is a signed singer-songwriter, performer.
Yes.
And in her spare time, she likes to make fun of me.
It is true.
So, very true. I don't know why I invited you on the show.
I don't know why either. You're going to get very, very made fun of during this whole show. I hope you know. It's going to be a little different than your others.
Bienvenido a la casa del señor, Sir Kevin Says.
Gracias.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you. And thank you for the coffee.
You're welcome. You're the first guest that actually requested coffee.
I'm a diva. That's
why. Everybody else is, let me get some water. Let me get some Coca-Cola. And it's like, These are mugs for coffee, even though I don't drink coffee. But
yeah. Does it have your face on them?
It does.
Nice, Kevin.
You're welcome.
You mean I could keep it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess if you want. Tina, how you doing?
Good. I'm doing good.
Yeah? How's everything treating you?
Everything's good. I mean, given the circumstances of what's going on this year. For us musicians and singers, it's a little difficult, but you know, we're pulling through.
Yeah.
We're pulling through. I feel like I have a better take on, now on like what I need to do more when things start getting back to normal. Like this is definitely like forcing us to think outside of the box now. Like, okay, like what can I do better as a singer, as a musician, as a working artist? Like this is the time now where we just have to kind of like pull all our ideas together.
Yep.
And then when things get back to normal, we're like, bam.
Yeah.
You have a cat?
No. I have a puppy somewhere, but she's inside.
Oh my goodness. I'm really scared.
Anyways, Tina, where are you originally from?
I'm originally from El Paso, Texas.
Talk to us about your time in Texas, your upbringing.
Okay.
Let's go.
Nobody ever asked me that yet. Just kidding. I was not brought up by cowboys. Let's just put everybody thinks that I was like born in a field of cows and horses, and it's not like that. El Paso is very cultural. It's on the border of Mexico and the U.S. So, you know, we get like best of both worlds there. We get a lot of the Mexican side and all of the American side.
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of Tex-Mex food, but there's also like authentic Mexican food there.
Right.
It's just so amazing. I'm a big fan of the El Paso food there.
Okay.
And, you know, growing up there, you really get to know your Latin music roots. So I grew up listening to a lot of mariachi music. My first gig ever was in a mariachi band.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I was a mariachi singer.
So were you singing like covers of like Vicente and stuff like that?
Yeah. All of it.
Okay.
All of it. And my favorite, because she's Mexican American too, is Linda Ronstadt. Linda Ronstadt is one of my favorite singers. I got inspired by her at a very young age because she knew how to sing all different kinds of music.
Yeah.
So Linda sang, she had like a mariachi album. And then she had an opera album. And then she went into country and then rock.
Oh, man. That is diverse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's amazing. And so I grew up listening to like all the different styles that she did. So I wanted to do that too. I wanted to know how to sing rock and then know how to sing Latin music, and then I wanted to go into like freaking Sarah Brightman and start singing Andrea Bocelli. Like, she just did everything. So yeah, she really was an inspiration to me because I didn't want to be just one dimensional.
Nice.
And I wanted to be like multidimensional like her and so versatile. And yeah, so she was a big part of like my upbringing music wise.
Yeah.
That's what we would hear back in Texas, just like all her albums. And so, yeah, back to the question though, El Paso's cool. El Paso is a great city to be brought up in. you definitely will get fat because it's a lot.
Just as a side note.
Like a side note, if you go to El Paso, you're definitely going to get a little chubby because the food is amazing.
Yeah, that's crazy. Wait, so then how did you make your way out here to Cali?
I drove.
Just cause? Road trip?
Just a road trip. No. Okay, so I got signed when I was 21. That was the first time I got signed. So, but before that, I came out here just to pursue my singing career. I came out here when I was 19. And my sister, my dad, and I just like packed our stuff and we drove out here. And my dad was like, let me situate you guys in Pasadena. And we got a little place in Pasadena. And then my sister went to medical school here. And then I was just trying to do the whole gig thing, you know? I didn't really tap into the whole gig circuit until like 23, though, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Before that, I was just writing a lot of songs. I was trying to get signed. I was working with like the Gordy family.
Okay.
So we were doing that. We were doing like a couple of musicals. I was in like musical theater a lot when I first came here. And yeah, it was fun. It was fun. But again, you know, just like having to go through all the different kinds of things here in LA. Like, it's not easy being a girl.
Yeah.
Coming from a small town, well, kind of small town, coming over here and then just having to deal with like everybody's, I mean, it's ego, but it's also just people trying to make it hard for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I thank them now because I'm like, oh, they're so mean. Like back then, I was like, they're so mean. Why do they tell me like I need to pay my dues? I just want to, I don't know why they're saying that. But then now I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. Like once you pay your dues and you know, I'm still paying my dues, but like once you know exactly how the whole process works and like what it really means to be experienced here mm-hmm. in LA, especially, then things will come easier.
Yeah.
And confidence is key.
That's
too
good.
So the only way you could get confidence is if you experience things yourself, right? So.
That led you to form your own group, right? The Tina Aldana Band? How's that experience like?
Have you heard of it, Kevin?
Well, you know, every so often somebody passes word to me, hey, have you heard of the Tina Aldana Band at Disney? Corporate events. Yeah, weddings.
Yeah.
Yeah, private parties.
Yeah, yeah, if you want a job, I'll hook you up.
I mean, are you guys working right now? Because, you know.
Not really. They know, right? Your followers know that you're the drummer for the Tina Aldana Band as well.
I think so. They should know. I mean, I've posted. I've posted quite a few times on Instagram. Yeah, but how's that? You know, experience like when you decided to form your own group?
Oh, that's a good question. I need some coffee.
Okay, I need my sip of water.
Sir Kevin says. I am keeping that cup, by the way. It's nice. Okay, so I started to think of the idea to form my own band maybe at age 24. I started doing all like the casino gigs, corporate gigs. I was in a wedding band since I was like 19 when I first came out here. So that was not really like the gig circuit, but it was just mostly weddings. So it was a wedding band. And that really, really helped me to understand like what goes on in a gig and all that and what kind of musicians that you should get and how having a band needs to be done in a professional way. Mm-hmm. And it's not just like a hobby.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm in a band. Let's do this. No, it's actual work.
Right.
Like,
it's
something you got to plan out, something you have to rehearse for and just make sure that it all goes smoothly at the gig. So, I decided to form my own band, I think after my American Idol show that I was on.
Okay.
I did a couple of reality shows. And then after that, I didn't have a fan following, but I felt like, man, I just like really want to sing my own songs that I really like to sing.
Yeah.
Cause I didn't want to like go back to singing the same songs that, of course, these bands are great, but like, they, you know, like cover gigs, you sing the same songs and people tell you what to sing. If I'm a singer and the band leader says, okay, here are your list of songs, and that's great. But then after like a couple of years, you're like, oh, can I sing this one? And some of them are like, eh, no. So I'm like, okay, well, what if I was my own boss?
Right.
Like, what if I just put together my own band and I have my own repertoire and get like my friends that I think represent the Tina Aldana band the best, and like vibes. Like vibes are, like vibes are super important in my band. Like if you just don't have that good energy about you and we all can't like joke around, then... That's a requirement for the Tina Aldana band. So, that's the main reason why I wanted to form my own band, was because I wanted to bring back that like natural, genuine, good energy to live music.
That's good.
And so when we're on stage, like the audience knows that kind we're of
radiates
having fun.
Off of us. Yeah,
we're having fun, and they can see that.
Yeah,
and in return, they have fun. And we'll just get goofy on stage and start like making fun of each other on stage or saying things to each other. And you know, people really like that because our job as musicians and singers is to make people feel things.
Yeah,
right. And so if we're giving off good energy, then the audience is going to be happy.
Yeah.
And they're going to have fun. And that's what it's all about.
That's good.
So that's why I formed my own band.
I think there was one instance.
There's a lot of instances.
But I remember this one specifically because we were at Disney. And so I think they were asking us to kind of push the foods that they were selling there. I forget what it was, like some tamales and some pastries or something like that.
Yeah. So at Disney... With the bands, they say, sometimes they tell us to like promote a certain food stand or tell the audience to go get some, you know, macaroons or whatever. So I think they told me when it was like beer tacos or something. Like, oh, tell them about the beer tacos. Tell them about the macaroni. Tell them about the macaroons. So, yeah, I would always say that. Like, yeah, let's go. Have you guys tried the macaroons? Yeah. Right.
And one time you circled around to everybody, what's your favorite food? And I was like, oh, you know what? I like the Krispy Kreme apple pie that you can find on the side taco truck or
like
whatever.
Like outside of Disneyland. I'm like, Kevin, that's not a Disney food, man. What are you doing?
That was hilarious.
You were funny, Kevin.
That was a good time.
You were funny because you had a lot of word vomits. Like, and you're funny because you were like talking the whole time on stage. You always talk on stage like, ah. And then I put the mic up to you for the first time. Let's see what Kevin has to say. And you're like, he just like froze. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't know what to say at that point. But we got some macaroons.
Yeah, we got a lot of free macaroons Disney.
When we were performing at Palisade Stage, I think we requested it.
We didn't request it. We just got it like as gifts. The Disney fans are amazing.
Yeah, that was
really
cool.
Super. They're like diehard fans.
Yeah.
And we had a little fan following. We still do. We really, really miss them.
Yeah.
I really miss them. They message me sometimes and they're like, Tina, when are you going to come back? I'm like, I don't know, but I miss you guys.
Yeah.
It was special.
Yeah, like, it was a good time.
A special group of people. And like, you definitely form your own little like fan following and then you all become family.
Yeah.
And it was cool.
Yeah.
I really miss it.
I think hopefully if we get over this whole corona thing here in Cali, which unfortunately the cases have gone up.
Mm.
But you recently got tested.
I did.
So you're negative?
Yeah. I wouldn't be here if I wasn't. I am keeping the cup. I'm just kidding. It's scary.
Yeah.
I try to get tested like once every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel any symptoms.
Right. Right.
And by this time, every year I get sick.
Oh,
and
I
haven't gotten sick.
That's good.
So we must be doing something, right?
Yeah.
You know, like keeping clean and keeping our masks
on. Well, during this time, I mean, think about it. Normally, for the regular musician, we're working all throughout the holiday season.
We're working at Disney for the festival of holidays during this time.
Plus corporate events, all
and
that stuff.
And corporate events.
So,
and all that. We were so busy this time last year and the year before that. This is like the, and everybody knows, like, December is a really busy time for musicians and bands. So this is like, oh, it's bittersweet because I get to like hang out with my family and do things that I didn't do.
Right.
Because we were working like on Christmas Eve and Thanksgiving Day. I remember that. So now we're not. So, you know, family time.
It's all good. Sure. Yeah, I mean, that's not necessarily a bad thing. So.
It's not. No. I really, really enjoy it.
So it's you have one other sister, and so
I have three sisters.
Three sisters. Yeah. Okay.
So and one of four of us.
One of them is in Texas still?
Two are in Texas. Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
How come you never
told
me this?
Well, now you know.
So why? Are you the youngest?
Hmm?
Are you the youngest?
I'm the third. So okay. I'm like middle.
Got it. Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
It means I need attention? I don't know.
I mean, do you?
That's what I heard. That's what I heard. Like, middle childs always need attention. Yeah. Is that true? Are you the middle child?
No, I'm the second oldest. So it's my sister. So it's my brother Louis, me, my sister, and then my youngest, which my youngest brother is his birthday today.
Nice.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to him.
Jeff.
Happy birthday to Jeff. Happy birthday to Jeff. Happy birthday to Jeff. Happy birthday to Jeff. Sir Kevin says.
Jay Supa. Happy birthday, man. Shout out to him. That's his artist name. He's actually an artist too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he raps and actually his music's really legit. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Have I showed you his music before?
Mm-mm.
No?
How come you didn't tell me this, Kevin?
I will. So, yeah. But happy birthday to him. But, okay. So. No Disney right now. I mean, not much work. But you've been performing at a winery out in Burbank.
Yes. Ooh, that's been a blast.
How's that going?
They're closed. They just closed last week because of the shutdown again.
Oh, my gosh.
But that gig was, it's amazing. I know it's going to come back. But that was an opportunity, I think, for us to bring all the musicians together and just get like a little taste of live music back.
Yeah.
And it was actually a little, it got emotional at some points during those gigs because there were musicians that were coming out and jamming with us and they hadn't jammed in maybe like 9 months, 8 months because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
So it was an opportunity for them to just kind of like play it out and like just feel a little bit of normalcy again.
Yeah.
And it got a little emotional at some points because you could just feel like how powerful live music is. Some people hadn't heard live music in months.
Man, that's crazy.
And we got like people crying in the audience, just like super happy that they're around that again.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah.
And it just fell in my lap, like the opportunity. So I really feel like God placed that in my life so I could just use it to help people out during this time and bring music back a little bit for people and just bring like some joy and normalcy back during that time.
That's
so
good.
It was great. It's going to come back for sure. But it was like a Burbank jam kind of thing.
Yeah.
We had a bunch of different musicians come out and it was great. It's going to come back.
Yeah. Do you have any plans for 2021?
I have some cool projects coming up. Next time you invite me here, I'll probably give you more details on it. Because I know it's exciting. Really exciting stuff. And I'm really excited about it.
Yeah.
So I've been working toward it
for
a couple of years now. And in 2021, I think it's definitely going to like happen and take off. So I'll tell you next step.
What do you think about the music industry? Where we're heading, given the whole situation that we're in?
Yeah.
Where do you see it going? Next couple of years, I'd say the next 5 years.
Yeah.
How do you see it changing?
Technology is going to be, more important than ever, I think, you know? It's going to be like some Black Mirror episodes coming up.
On Netflix. Yeah, that's a crazy show.
Yeah, because, you know, Black Mirror is like about advanced technology.
Right.
How it turns on humans, but that's not going to happen.
It's going to... Skynet.
It's going to make us better, not worse. I don't know. I think we're all in this point where we don't know what's going to happen, or we don't really understand where we go from here. Of course, we want to go back to normal, but I think we're probably going to have to change things around in order for us to continue, especially with the live music and music in general. you know, recording studios obviously have the upper hand right now.
Yeah.
We all just want to go in the studio and create. And I've been at the studio every day for the past like 2 months. So it really helps to feel like we're still being creative that way. And I think it's important for us musicians and artists. Like, we love to create. So if we can't let it out in live music and at gigs, then might as well just go in the studio and make some magic happen, right?
Right.
You know? So I think my prediction is that you're just going to see all of these like awesome, great songs coming out.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like, wow, this is good music. Yeah. Like, if we ever thought that we were in a musical drought right now, I think coming up, we're going to be like, this is a great year for music because people are creating right now.
Right.
They're like, they have time to create.
Yep.
They have time to sit down and be like, I want to make a masterpiece. And so I think we're going to be blown away by everybody's masterpieces that are going to come out soon.
Right.
You know?
It is very exciting. I think I talked about it with a friend previously, but the use of like home studios, that's been something that's been around for the last 15, 20 years, maybe longer than that. You don't actually have to go into, you know, another studio space that isn't your own and actually create music. I think Billie Eilish's brother, for example, they recorded that whole album that she won multiple Grammys for at like his house.
Exactly. And I think they got some scrutiny for that.
Did they?
Right? Or like, oh, you think that's cool to to create in your bedroom. And now she's probably like, oh, well, look at us now.
Yeah, yeah. I forget. Is his name Phineas or Finney or something like that? I can't remember.
I don't know. I'm thinking about a Disney movie when you say that.
Phineas and Ferb? I can't remember. He's a producer, though, but it's legit because they won like multiple Grammys.
I mean, that just proves you can make magic anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's all in your mind.
Right.
So, of course, you need the proper equipment. But if you don't have it dialed in mentally, I mean, nothing's going to happen.
Right.
It doesn't matter how great your equipment is.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how huge your studio is.
Yeah.
If you don't have a great song to record it on, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of like musicians and like you have a great like drum head. But if you can't play, you can have your face on a drum head.
Right.
Doesn't matter if you can't play, but obviously you're amazing.
Yeah. So. I'm kind of going down memory lane because when the whole Disney thing came up, like what, 2 years ago, we talked about it. I think that was one of the things we talked about it earlier, but like the whole vibe thing, like you were looking for people to connect.
So important.
It's very, very important. For those that are unaware or just introducing themselves to the music industry, vibes are number one beyond your talent. All right, there's a lot of amazing musicians here in LA. It's so diverse.
Yeah.
But I think more than anything, it's just a hang. And can people rely on you? Are you accountable? Things like that, I think are very important.
Accountability is important, you know. But I think just respect. Because a band, you're a team.
Yeah.
The band is a team. So if one person thinks that it's just all about them, you can hear it.
Right.
You can hear it on stage.
Yeah.
And I think we've been through that too. We've had some instances of that. Is anybody popping up? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, I have a couple, but no. It's a team. It's a teamwork thing. So egos need to be left aside.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe bring the ego during your solo, maybe.
Sure,
but even
sure.
then, like, go back to it and just work together.
Yeah.
And make it happen that way. Because even me as a lead singer, if I don't remember that there's a whole team behind me, it could go haywire too.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, we're going to follow you. Oh, where's she going? Oh, I don't know where she's going.
Right.
Like, you have to be respectful of each other and give a heads up and just be prepared.
Yeah.
And to be prepared means that you respect each other.
Yeah. You're great with cues though. And every time we perform, you kind of, here's the ending, top of the song.
Oh, yeah, my favorite sign. That means bridge.
Yeah. No. It's always been good. I mean, I can't really think of any major mishaps we've had.
I mean,
you know?
Obviously, we had a lot. Because we were doing like those shows at Disney. It was like six gigs, six shows a day.
Yeah.
Six shows a day. And we were sometimes there like 4 days a week sometimes.
Right.
So.
Right.
That's a lot of time to be around people as well.
Yeah.
So I think we all got like super close to each other and nobody wanted to punch anybody.
I think I brought food for everybody for one of the Was it last year's Food and Wine Festival?
Your mom.
Yes, right. My mom. My mom made
amazing Peruvian food.
Tallarin verde. Yes. And some Inca Kola. She's amazing.
Of course she's amazing.
Well, Tina, in which ways do you think that you are fulfilling your calling? Name a few.
Which ways do I think I'm fulfilling my calling? Mm-hmm. Bringing people together.
Okay.
For sure. Especially after the winery gig came to me.
That's good. Yeah.
I think it's kind of reminded me what my place is here. As you know, I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
I do believe that Christ is coming one day. I don't want to get too religious.
Sure,
but,
sure.
I feel like more than ever, we just have to spread our light and our beliefs and spread that positive energy. And I feel like one of my callings is to do that, to bring people together and just have everybody spread love with each other. And, you know, musicians are very, very creative people. And because we're creative, we also just have a lot of emotions in us. So, I don't know about you, but I meet a lot of musicians who go through a lot of tough times.
Yeah.
And they just like their mind messes with them, you know, because our minds are constantly running.
Yeah.
We're constantly creating. And because of it, like our minds can go into dark places. Our minds can go into light places and bright places and like very dangerous places. So mental health is real, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
especially with creative people like us. So I think that I always find opportunities to just like to bring people together and create this kind of safe zone with each other and like a family and have somebody there to be like, you know what? I don't know you, but I want to get to know you. And I think that I can support you in whatever way you want and just create that whole family environment in the music world.
That's good.
So I feel like I have a lot of opportunities to do that with people, whether it be like bringing people in my band and creating that family environment in my band, or putting together another band for another event and having that them become family. It's awesome to see like how some of them create a friendship that lasts a lifetime. And then I'll hear about so-and-so being best friends with this person that met at like one of my gigs or something. And then like 2 years later, I see a post and they're like, oh, this is my bestie. Or I can't thank this man enough for helping me out. And I'm like, that's good. Like, I love to see that. I love to see everybody just come together and it's home because of me.
You have a gift.
No, but we're talking about like fulfillment.
That
I love
great.
To see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love to see that. So, you know, you could call it a calling or whatever you want to call it. But like, I do feel like God gives me those opportunities
that's awesome.
To do that.
Yeah, that's
and,
great.
I'm the chosen one.
Well, chosen one, do you have any other passions or anything else that you enjoy doing besides music? Yeah. Okay. Got it.
I am. What do I like to do? God, that's like so weird. I don't know what I like to do. I really, really like nature. I like going out in nature. Like, it sounds really cheesy.
So
but
hiking?
Like, hiking is my favorite. Because I love to be around like God's creations.
Yeah.
And just seeing like what he's created and just looking up and being thankful. I really like to cook. I really like to bake. Baking is my favorite. Mm-hmm. Chocolate chip cookies for days. Do you want some? I'll take some next time.
Are they better than Chips Ahoy?
Oh yeah.
And
my chocolate chip cookies? You can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
Wait, but do you actually like, do you make them from scratch?
Yes.
Okay, because I was going to say, do you buy the dough?
No, I don't
from...
just buy like the dough. And that's, I mean, nothing's wrong with that, but you have no excuse now.
It's true.
We got a lot of time.
It's true. That's true.
What else? What else do I like to do? I don't know, man.
That's it? So hiking and cooking
weird.
And baking.
What
I mean,
I
those
like
are.
What do I like to do? What is my hobby? I need some new hobbies, man. I like acting.
You like acting?
Acting is something I used to do a lot. So I just got into that again.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you do voiceover stuff?
I used to do voiceover stuff too.
How's the intro like?
Sir Kevin Says. So lame. Yeah, so I got into acting again. I really like acting. I mean, everything to do with entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, love movies.
Yeah.
Love movies.
What's your favorite movie?
Oh, why? Why do you even?
Top three.
You're going to laugh at this because we saw this one movie in Disney in the break room like all the time.
Oh.
And it just so happens to be my favorite movie.
Mrs. Doubtfire?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes. Robin Williams. Yeah.
90s babies.
That was great. Yeah. That was a good time. I think we watched. Didn't we watch
it? But we kept watching. It was like the only video there.
Yeah.
We kept watching it on repeat. And every single time I was like, ah. And after like the fifth time watching, we're like, Tina, you're still laughing. Yes, it's funny.
So I will share this because my friends get annoyed with me about this. I do not like to rewatch movies that I've seen recently. For example, let's say that we go watch Avengers tomorrow. Some people like to watch it right after, right? Or like the day after, a week after. I won't watch it like minimum 6 months. I don't like to.
What?
It bothers me to know what's going to happen.
What is wrong with
in
you?
Every scene. Because I memorize. It's like, okay, I know this is the climax. You know, this is a turning point. Here's a protagonist. Here's the antagonist.
Do you have photographic memory?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. But so do you like going to see movies in the movie theater,
going to see movies. Yeah, when AMC was open, we had the movie pass. So we'd go like sometimes 2-3 times a week. It was included in our pass. And we'd watch multiple movies. Dolby's Theater.
Oh, I think I remember you saying,
So that was really cool. But I would never rewatch a movie. I never like to do that.
You're missing out, man.
I don't know. And some people say, well, you missed details in the first one that you can catch in the second one or third. But for me, it's like, I feel like I caught enough of what I needed to know.
Well, then you haven't watched Tenet yet.
I watched Tenet. That one I'm willing to rewatch.
You need to rewatch that.
I'm still
like
confused
five
about
times.
That. Christopher Nolan. That guy's amazing.
You need to watch that. You can't just watch that once.
Yeah.
You have to rewatch that over and over.
I had to look
again.
Up the, I was about to say diagnosis. I had to look up the synopsis. Mm-hmm. There we go. Mm-hmm. Of the movie. And I still don't know. But what
it's
happened?
Crazy.
Yeah,
his mind is. Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
I don't even know.
He's insane. That director. He's awesome though. That director's awesome.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I like movies a lot. What else? What else? I like games. Oh. I'm a rock paper scissors champion.
All right, here we go.
Ready?
Yeah. Just out of one.
So
okay?
Like 1, 2, 3, bam.
1, 2. Okay, got it.
And 3 out of no. Yeah.
How fast are you going?
Best out of 3. 1, 2, 3, bam.
Okay. Ready?
Ready?
Oh my, that's it.
I told you.
Shoot.
I'm like the best at this. I need somebody to beat me. It's okay. You just played against like the best rock, paper, scissors competitor.
Self-proclaimed?
Ever, yeah.
Have you competed at a national level? Is there actually a national tournament for?
There should be, because I could win.
Maybe.
No, I don't know if it's just luck that I win or like, I don't know. Can I read people's next move?
Yeah.
That's
pretty good.
I always win. I don't know what it is.
That's pretty cool.
Do it again?
Sure. Let's do it.
1, 2, 3, bam. 1, 2, 3.
Okay. Oh, let's go. Defeated.
Yeah, but I let you. I let you win. I let you win.
I'm leaving that in for sure.
You're going to like cut it to where you do just win. Oh my gosh.
What does value mean to you?
Value is everything to me. Value is the core of everything for me, whether it be with friendships, relationships, even bandmates. I mean, everything. It's what I was raised to believe is like one of the most important things in life is values. So like I see it in you. You have the same values as I do, you know, just a good person. You're a little egotistical, but I'm just kidding. A little egotistical.
Hey, that's branding right there. So.
I know, dude. I'm just kidding with you. No, I mean, anybody who knows me knows that values and morals are really important.
Yeah.
If you want to be, you know, around me or in my life. And also, I want to be around people who also think that it's important for me to have those values to be in their life, you know. And it turns into beautiful friendships and beautiful relationships. And you just live life easier when you have the right values in
that's
your
good.
Life.
That's good. Morals and ethics.
Morals and ethics.
Very important.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
yeah,
good.
That's what my mama and dad raised me right. From El Paso, Texas.
Yeah. Do you love Selena?
Okay, I'm going to leave. Just kidding. I love Selena.
Yes, I know. Selena. I'm just kidding.
I love Selena. Selena is definitely, has been following me around everywhere, like, since yeah. I was a little girl.
Have you watched the Netflix series?
I did, yeah.
Did you like it?
I did, yeah. Yeah,
I'm barely on, like, the third episode.
Okay, so yeah. Little, I really like it. I think she, I mean, the whole thing that's happening right now with Selena and representing Tex-Mex and Mexican-American artists, like, that's a really cool thing for me personally yeah. because I'm Mexican-American. Mm-hmm. And I grew up listening to Selena's songs and the way that she just represents us and the whole Chicano kind of thing. And I consider myself a Chicana, you know,
yeah.
best of both worlds, yeah. like I said, in El Paso. So... yeah, I love everything that has to do with Selena. I have been compared to her a lot, though. And before, I used to get really annoyed at it. Like, oh, just because I'm a Latina and I wear hoops doesn't mean you have to request that I sing Selena all the time. But then after a while, I just like, you know, it's a compliment.
Yeah,
like,
you embraced it.
I embraced it. Yeah. Like, she's a legend.
She
why,
is a legend.
Why would
yeah.
I not? Be okay with that,
right?
You know,
right.
It's I don't know, if I could keep her music alive somehow,
yeah.
and keep her alive somehow, then you know, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. So I did. I learned to embrace it.
Nice.
I was not happy in the beginning though, because okay, quick story. We have time.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Of course.
So and I was on the show Que Viva. I was mm-hmm. on the show Que Viva with Mark Anthony and J-Lo.
Okay.
So Mark Anthony chose me to like represent the US for that show. And they had like different singers and dancers from the Latin American countries. So my Spanish wasn't very good on that show. But because of that, I think they saw me as like, they compare me to Selena a lot.
Because her Spanish wasn't that good at
yeah.
the beginning, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Because mm-hmm. she sings Spanish music, but she wasn't like 100% fluent
right.
in Spanish in the beginning.
Yeah.
So that's how I was on that show. And Mark Anthony, this is like on national TV too. So Mark Anthony said like, oh, and I sang a mariachi song that Selena used to sing. So, uh-huh. No Me Queda Más.
Okay.
So I started singing that song. He loved it. And then in the cameras, he said, you remind me so much of Selena. I think you could see this on YouTube, too. Like, he's like, you remind me so much of Selena. Like, she just, if she were alive today, she would be proud that you sang her song and that you're keeping her, you know, her story alive and her music alive. So it was great. Like, I loved it. I felt really honored. Like, oh, that's great. So, like, the next week when that episode aired, I woke up to a bunch of calls and messages like, check Yahoo News. Check the cover of Yahoo News. And
oh
I'm like,
oh my gosh.
What? So I go on Yahoo News and it's, this is my first time. Well, my only time being on Yahoo News. And on the front cover, it has a picture of me and Mark Anthony. And it says, Mark Anthony finds clone of Selena. And I'm like, what? Are you serious? Are you kidding me right now? No.
Wow.
I was really upset about it because I knew it wouldn't resonate well with people.
Mm.
Like, nobody wants to be Selena. Like,
yeah.
If I saw that, I would be like, girl, please. There's only
right.
one Selena. And I know that. So
man.
I was like, oh no, I'm going to get like just murdered for this. So I did get a lot of hate mail. A lot of people being like, she wishes she was Selena. I'm like, I felt like responding to all of them and being like, I don't want to be
yeah.
Selena. I promise.
All the internet trolls came
oh,
out.
Oh yeah, like all of them. And so it left a bad taste in my mouth when it came to Selena
yeah.
for a bit. But then afterward, I'm like, yeah, just embrace it.
Right.
I'm gonna keep singing her song.
Yeah.
It's fine. You know,
right.
go into my own person and just have some inspiration from
yeah.
her. But yeah, that was
Man.
That was a trip. I was like, the one time that I'm on Yahoo News, they
well,
call me.
It wasn't necessarily Mark putting you in that position? I mean, because what he said was like, you remind me a lot of her, but he didn't necessarily say you're just like
her. Yeah,
you
of
know,
course,
it was the
yeah.
writer, I'm assuming.
It's the writer.
That sucks.
Oh, yeah, who knew? They yeah. put like the title's like clone of Selena. I'm like, nope, yeah. that's not it. You
that's
got it wrong.
Tough. That's
yeah,
tough.
So yeah. it was hard for me to come out of that a little bit.
Sure, sure.
Because after that, people started seeing me as like somebody who wanted to be Selena or yeah. something, and I just didn't.
Yeah.
So, but it was cool after a while. Like,
nice.
You know, because then people start. I think that kind of, now that I think about it, it kind of pushed me to just be a little different and like try to like grow into my own.
Yeah.
And make sure that people know that.
Right.
You know, I have inspirations, but at the end of the day, I'm my own person.
That's good. So, that's good. Well, yeah. Tina, where can people find you? Social medias,
well,
your
here.
Handles.
Yeah. Tina Aldana.
Okay.
Tina Aldana on Instagram and Facebook. And right now, if you go on there, you can see what I'm up to. And there's a couple of things I'm up to on there. So
yeah.
From there, you can just like go wild. I have a couple of YouTube videos up you can watch. And yeah, I just ask that you stay tuned because there's some good stuff coming up.
2021.
Yeah.
Looking very promising, very bright. Let's hope the cases go down out here and so we can semi go back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, yeah, semi. Yeah, we don't know what the situation is like, you know, next couple of months, but hopefully things get better, at least for the music industry. Because we're, what's the saying? We're the...
hot zone?
No, not the... we're the first to go and the last to come back.
Ooh.
Which...
That sounds scary.
Which it's unfortunate. For musicians, I'm saying, like, entertainment is viewed sometimes in a way where it's not necessary. But think about all the stuff that people have turned to in mm-hmm. the last 9 months. I mean, everybody's yeah. turned to entertainment. Everybody's turned to...
Yeah. If it's one thing that we learned from this pandemic is that music is essential.
Yeah, very.
For sure.
Yeah.
I was surprised to know. I'm like, whoa.
Right.
We have a really major part in people's lives.
Yeah.
A huge part.
Yeah. Well...
But yeah.
Tina, thank you so much for coming. Really appreciate you being here on the show. This is episode 33 with Tina Aldana.
33, yes.
And it was a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
It was a lot of fun too, but we have one more rock, paper, scissors game before because it's 2 out of 3.
Got you. Got you.
I
you want to end it that way?
I won one. You won one.
Okay. This is for all the marbles. Okay. Ready?
I'm ready. Wait, hold on. Okay, I'm ready.
We're going to do the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. What? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, episode 33 with Tina Aldana. Thank you guys for watching.
Bye. Thank you so much, Kevin.
See you guys next week. Thanks, Tina.
Thanks, Kevin.